You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today we're talking about this. Keep your security. That's right. Keep your security. And today's soul story was inspired by my day. Let me tell you, it has been one of those days. Have you ever had those days where it seems like you're working really, really, really hard, but you're not making any progress? Well, let me tell you what happened with me today. So I had a seemingly easy task to do, which included making a mobile deposit into my bank account with a few checks. No problem. I do it all the time. Easy peasy. Can be done in a couple minutes. Well, I go into the app and I find out that my password has expired. No problem. So I said, okay, I'll go into my Keeper Security, which is where I keep all my passwords. Not a problem. Which, by the way, if you don't have one place where you go to keep all your passwords, I would highly recommend it. I do not get paid from Keeper Security, but I have to say it is so nice that in a moment I can go in, I can grab a password, and I'm on my way. Which before I started using that, I would be looking, checking all over, trying to find a password. You've had those times? Yeah. So frustrating. So I said, enough frustration. I'm going to create a solution here. But nonetheless, I go in and seemingly easy, right? I go in and as I'm going into it, it's saying that it's expiring and I have to renew my subscription. So I said, okay, no problem. I push a button to renew the subscription. All of a sudden, it kicks me back out and it says that I need to now put in my Apple ID. Well, in order to get my Apple ID, I have to get into my Keeper Security, but it's not letting me in. So now what do I do? So I have to go through the whole process of the Apple ID only to say, you know what, I have to change my password. So I go in, I get the verification code, I do all that. I end up finally getting into the Keeper Security app. All is well, right? Nope, it's still asking me to sign in again. So I sign in again. Nonetheless, I get everything through, everything looks good. And then I get my bank password, I go in and I change that, I get into my account, only to find out that now I've been charged three times for this renewal. And I have got all these charges today from iTunes, and I'm like, wait a minute, none of those are even close to what I was supposed to pay, and I've now been charged three times. So I was like, all right, no problem, I'll get in touch with Apple, I'll get in touch with iTunes, everything will be fine. So I go on, I wait for about 30 minutes, to get a customer service rep. We go in, we fix the charges. Okay, no problem. I go back out several times today, back in and out and in and out of Keeper Security because it seemed like nothing was flowing. Then I go in to make the deposit and the app wasn't working. I mean, it was one of those days, right? So time consuming. And I have to admit, I got really kind of frustrated. And I know I kept telling myself, Shannon, there's a lesson here to be learned. What is the lesson? I will tell you, at one point, I was like, screw the Keeper Security, take all the security off, and let's just keep moving. Have you ever felt that way? That sometimes trying to stay secure is actually more of a hassle than it's worth, or at least seemingly worth? Until one day, all of a sudden, you lose your security. All of a sudden, you lose your identity, right? So I was going through this process, and I thought, even though I felt like saying, the heck with this, I'm done, and just throwing up my hands, I kept going. I kept making all the steps. I kept going back, and I found out that anything that I had kind of put on the back burner before, like, oh, I'll get to that. Oh, I'll update that in my computer. No, I had to go update everything. Everything had to be done today. It was like this vicious cycle and this vicious circle. So if you've ever felt like that, no matter what it is, like it is vital to keep our security secure. And what do I mean by that? If you give your security away, or if your security is taken from you, It leaves you insecure. So that kept going through my head all day. I was like, you know what? What's the opposite of security? Insecure, right? How many times have you given away your security, or you haven't done the steps necessary to guard your security, and now you're sitting there insecure, not able to confidently move ahead, not able to confidently go about your day, not able to confidently get done what you desire to get done that day and to make progress. So my dear, keep your security. Make sure that you keep your security secure. What are your passwords? What allows you to actually speak security into your life? Or are you spending a lot of time with all these other words that are actually creating more insecurity? Am I making any sense to you today? Because yes, this was one of those days. It felt so circular, like I was going in circle and I was on this treadmill and not getting anywhere and getting worn out. And then I was like, wow, this is how vital security really is. Taking the necessary steps, dot your I's, cross your T's, speak words of life and security into your life, and keep your security secure. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where do you feel as though you've lost your security? And today's the day to get it in one place, to regain it, to redeclare it, to restore it, to create some new passwords. That's true. Valuable passwords, words that allow you to go into and discover and awaken the confidence and the security within yourself. Write that down today and commit to that. Absolutely commit to it, circle it, and take a step today. Take action on keeping your security secure. I sure hope this helps you today. I sure hope that this day of mine that has been just one big circular motion going seemingly nowhere has been of benefit to you. I know it's helped me kind of stop and reevaluate. What am I doing with my time? Am I protecting my time? Because that's another big thing too. If you want to be really secure and not insecure, you must value your time. We must value our time. So I appreciate you being here today, investing in your time with me, sipping on life, and I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.